Good morning. It is good to be here. We came out early. We were going to stop by the store and get some stuff, but by the time we hit Headland, the tornado sirens were going off, and so kind of makes for an interesting morning. But I'm thankful to be here, and I'm thankful that the weather has cleared up, but let's remember the ones that were not so fortunate. There's been a lot of people affected today and a lot of people affected by other storms as well. If you have your Bibles with me, I'd like for you to turn with me to 1 Thessalonians. 1 Thessalonians 5, verse 18. 1 Thessalonians 5, verse 18. Paul would say, "In everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you." In everything, give thanks. So if I were in a car accident, I'm supposed to say, "Give thanks for that?" No, let's not be silly. What Paul is saying is in every situation, there is something to be thankful for. We have so much to be thankful for. Everything that the Lord has given us, the blessings we receive each and every day, everything we have, there's something to be thankful for.
That's right.
Even if there would be a storm to come and take away every single thing we owned, my name is written in heaven. I have a home awaiting me that cannot be destroyed. There'll be a day that I'll be able to be with my Savior. So in all things, in everything, give thanks. We need to be more thankful. There's so many times we're going through this life and things will get us down and we'll start to think of like the doom and the gloom and we'll just start to, misery loves company. Brethren, if we get in this condition, we need to stop, think, count our blessings. In that song we sing, count our blessings. See what God has done. I'm often remembering a song that Mama used to sing to us a lot, and I loved it so much. As the world looks upon me, as I struggle along, they say I have nothing, but they are so wrong. In my heart I'm rejoicing, though the world may not see. Thank you, Lord, for all the blessings on me. As the world looks on us, as we struggle along, life can be a struggle sometimes. There's sometimes it's easy. Sometimes it's wonderful. Sometimes it's joyous. But there's a lot of times it's a struggle. It could be trials of life. It could be loss of someone. It could be loss of personal possessions. Life can be a struggle. And we have to remember, yea, all that will live godly shall suffer persecution. There's a time to be a time. If we stand and hold faithful to the line, there may be some more struggles ahead. But remember what Paul was saying. In everything, give thanks. There's always something to be thankful for. Like I said earlier, let's count our blessings. Just the blessing of today. We have this wonderful opportunity to be here and to worship freely. I don't have to worry about somebody coming in here and arresting us and taking us to jail. We have freedom to worship. We have a wonderful building to be in. It's wet outside, but it's dry in here. My vehicle, some people will think it's still kind of getting kind of old, but it still runs good. Everything works great, and it's a comfortable ride. I didn't have to go out and catch the horse and hook up the buggy and everything. I'm thankful for that. Amen. We have so much to be thankful for. This country, this very country we live in, we have to be thankful for. But most of all, like I said, if anything, if we lost everything, brethren, the Lord loves us. His love is upon us. His love was set upon us before the foundation of this very world. And one day I'll be with Him. We always have something to be thankful for. Even in that song, it says, the chorus of that song I was talking about, you know, there's a roof over my head, shoes on my feet, there's food on my table. There's so many blessings that we have. Thank you, Lord, for all the blessings. I tell you, if you're feeling down, just start counting your blessings. The more you count, the higher you count. I guarantee you will never get to the end. But the more it'll build you up. So earlier in this verse, Paul would say, verse 16, rejoice evermore. Pray without ceasing. In everything give thanks. For this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. So let's take some time. Stop. Think. Count our blessings. And remember, in all things, in every situation, there's always something to be thankful for.